Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jimmy Rosario. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Bryant. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Bryant. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Coco LaBoy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Bateman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonds scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Mayshore moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Spear moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey is walked intentionally. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Bailey reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. One out. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosario hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosario for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 1 in the game. LaBoy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. LaBoy reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dietz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayshore strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt tags and scores. Staub tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Giants, 1, Expos, 1. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosario. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Rich Robertson now pitching. Mac Jones pinch hits for Coco LaBoy. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dietz for a passed ball. Bateman moves to third. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Don McMahon now pitching. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mac Jones now playing left field. Bob Bailey now playing third base. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dietz hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-2 in the game. Morton strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McMahon, and towards Spear, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayshore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Williams pinch hits for Don McMahon. Bernie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Gallagher now playing third base. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey is hit by the pitch. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dietz hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field. Jones picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jones. McCovey moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. Frank Johnson pinch hits for Jimmy Rosario. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Frank Johnson now playing right field. Bobby Bonds now playing center field. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fairley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wine bunts towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wine for the out. Fairley moves to third. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-3 in the game. Morton hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fairley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt moves to second. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayshore hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Boots Day now playing center field. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays pinch hits for Jerry Johnson. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.